I am originally from Bhutan. It's a country between India and China, and I have been in the United States for about 8.5 years now. I never thought, and let me be very frank with you, that I never thought that I would get this type of friends and welcome here in the United States when I came first, because when I left my country, Bhutan, and came to Nepal, we didn't get a good treatment there as refugees from the surrounding neighbors. So my understanding was okay. The people who looked exactly like us and followed the same culture and spoke the same language treated us this way. So we are going to this country where the culture is totally different, people look totally different from me. What would be the treatment like was a big question mark for me. But when I came here, I found out that that was totally different. People were welcoming. Everybody that I met during that time had a question, and the question is, how can I help you? Are you okay? How are you doing? Do you have this? Do you need a vacuum? Do you need this? They were very, very helpful. And since I got resettled through Bethany, and then I was co-sponsored by a church, I got to see church people and make lots of church friends. I don't know if that is why I felt the way I felt, but yes, I was very impressed by how I was welcomed and how I was treated here in Grand Rapids. So some of the things that I'm really proud of is number one being education for my kids. My daughter is she just graduated from high school. My son graduated in 2014. We are homeowners. We own homes. We are very, very proud United States citizens. So that's what makes me feel very, very proud about, because I was stateless, belonged nowhere for about 27, 28 years. I couldn't say I was from Bhutan because I was thrown out of the country. I was in a refugee camp in Nepal. I wouldn't say I was from Nepal because I was just taking refuge there in that country. And then I come to America, and still I couldn't say I was American because I was not a citizen here in the country. And finally, in 2015, I passed the citizenship test and became a citizen of this country. And that makes me and my family so proud that we are now citizens of this great nation, and we feel like we belong somewhere, as opposed to statelessness. Now I have hope and dreams, and that makes me very happy. There is always that unseen difference that exists between being a United States citizen versus not being a United States citizen. So once you become the United States citizen, it's kind of assurance for us. Like, for refugees, we were thrown out of the country and then again from the refugee camp to this country, and there is that little fear inside us. Okay, where next? Are we getting thrown out of this country also? So once we get this citizenship, we are kind of assured that, okay, now this is our place, this is my country, and that makes me very proud of. So looking forward, though, for myself and our family, we would like to see ourselves, all our kids, having university education, and for us, we would like to have a little bit better house, buy a different house, and then be integrated fully into this American society and live a life peacefully. That's what we are aiming at.